And here's today's news from National Health Executive on Monday the 8th of April 2024. Health leaders are expecting a boost to waiting lists and patient care thanks to a new pay-offer agreement which has paved the way for an end to NHS consultant strike action. Consultants from the BMA and HCSA voted overwhelmingly in favour of a revised offer from government that will modernise pay structure. The new offer will address the gender pay gap in medicine, give consultants more clarity on pay progression, and enable more confidence in the DDRB. It's estimated that more than 1.4 million appointments and operations have been cancelled over the last year due to industrial action. NHS England is stepping up its efforts to eliminate hepatitis C as a public health threat by expanding testing. Fresh investment will allow testing units to be deployed into community outreach facilities, GP clinics, as well as drug and alcohol support services. This is in addition to a two-year extension of a pioneering pharmaceutical deal that means NHSE has access to the latest antiviral drugs. The measures would mean the NHS in England is hoping to eliminate hepatitis C well before the World Health Organization target of 2030. The NHS Confederation has partnered with Local Trust in a bid to enable community leadership and address health inequalities in England's most deprived neighbourhoods. It's hoped the collaboration will bridge the gap between what the NHS can offer and the expertise of organisations embedded within communities. The two organisations are looking for a research partner to help further engage with leaders in the sector and gain a better understanding of the system's current position in regard to community-led approaches. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.